And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio, Tammy Parker Song and Jeff Budd here to talk about tomorrow's speaker event. That's part of the Sesquicentennial Speaker Series. Tammy, you're going to be leading a talk, facilitating discussion tomorrow night. Welcome to Morning Edition, folks.
Good morning.
Thank you.
All right. Well, Tammy, why don't you kick this off with tell us a bit about your talk.
So the title of the talk is The Necessity of Truth in Reconciliation. And how this came about is that I'm interested in the Truth and Reconciliation commissions all over the world. There have been probably 50 in different countries all over the world. And I'm interested in how telling the truth as a part of restorative justice, as opposed to retributive justice, has been something that has been part of the last couple of decades, and how this could be relevant to us here in Southeast Alaska.
How did you get interested in this?
I visited South Africa about 8 years ago and spent a lot of time in Cape Town and had time on my hands and just became interested as I walked around Cape Town and sort of learned about the history of apartheid and what came after apartheid.
Okay, so tell us about tomorrow night.
So I am going to start with a brief summary of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, specifically in South Africa and also in Canada. There's been a much more recent one in Canada that has to do with the residential schools and bringing out the stories of what happened with the residential schools. So we'll talk a little bit about that. There are a lot of similarities, of course, between that and what's happened with the Native American community in the United States. And then we'll go from there to talking about what is it about telling the truth that people have found to be important, and why is that different from retributive justice, which is like the Nuremberg trials, which is a different way of approaching atrocity. So we're talking about huge, large-scale atrocities, and what do you do afterwards, and what do you do with the fact that the perpetrators and victims have to live together? You know, there's lots of different approaches throughout history, and kind of a recent one, really since apartheid, since South Africa and Nelson Mandela, has to do with listening to individual stories in a communal setting, and really hearing them. And so we'll talk about that. Like, what is it about telling the truth? Why have people found that to be enough? And then talk about how that's relevant here in the United States, in Alaska, in Southeast Alaska, and in the context of the Sesquicentennial.
Okay. Yeah. Jeff, tell us about why you invited Tammy to do this.
Well, part of what we're trying to do for the Sesquicentennial, the 150th, is we wanted to have a speaker series. And so we had a variety of different topics. And I got to sit in and watch Tammy's class over at UAA. And it just struck me that it seems like if we can improve the dialogue between all of us, that it would be an opportunity, and maybe Tammy coming to speak would help open up some of those avenues. So that's why we're happy to have Tammy come tomorrow night.
Okay.
7 o'clock at the National Park.
All right. How does this fit into the broader picture of what's happening for the Sesquicentennial?
Oh, some other speakers we've had. We had Anna Dittmarvitt talked about iconography, and Dave McMahon, who talked about the Neva, and Father Aleska was at the beginning of this month, and talked about the six saints of Sitka in a large circular manner. Mm-hmm. And then Tammy tonight, and or tomorrow night, and then Stephen Haycox will be here the 31st. And then I'm not prepared, but I know other topics will be love at the time of Russia, America, towards the end of the series, and that's literature. Mm-hmm. I believe that we're talking about fact and fiction. And there'll be other a person that took information on the newspapers of the time, because they call it Seward's Folly, but I think the majority of newspapers thought it was a good idea to buy or get Alaska. Mm-hmm. And from there, if people are interested, they can go to the Sitka Historical Society website and get the dates. There'll be more publicity.
All right. Tammy, tell us a bit more about the structure for tonight and how people will be able to, participate in different ways.
Yeah, so this is not just going to be me lecturing. I will be speaking like a fair bit, but it's also going to be, I think it's easy to come and hear some maybe good ideas. Hopefully they'll be good ideas, and feel satisfied that you heard good ideas and then leave. And I'm interested in us in the moment exploring what is it that prevents us from telling the truth, and what is it that prevents us from listening to the truth, and what is it that facilitates telling the truth and listening to the truth. Mm-hmm. And so we'll be talking to each other there as we sit there and examining, like, how are we feeling about this, telling each other stories. It's not, I don't think, going to be scary and intimidating, but it is going to be participatory. Because I think that we can all stand to be challenged a little bit.
Mm-hmm. You have some books with you.
I do. I have Rebecca Solnit, The Mother of All Questions, which is, I believe, her most recent book. It's very good. And there's an essay in here called A Short History of Silence. She's, of course, very interested in the ways that women specifically have been silenced, but also that all sorts of folks have been silenced. And she says, this is from the essay, A Short History of Silence, being unable to tell your story is a living death and sometimes a literal one. If no one listens when you say your ex-husband is trying to kill you, if no one believes you when you say you are in pain, if no one hears you when you say help, if you don't dare say help, if you have been trained not to bother people by saying help, if you are considered to be out of line when you speak up in a meeting, are not admitted into an institution of power, are subject to irrelevant criticism whose subtext is that women should not be here or heard, stories save your life. So, you know, I mean, we're dealing with, like, this is not just because we want to feel good to tell and hear stories, but actually has to do with the people in our community and state and world who are chronically silenced, and the ways that we unconsciously aren't listening to them, and what we can do to, like, search our own hearts and challenge ourselves and live at our edges so that we can actually hear these stories that, if they're not told, you know, have, like, profound and awful consequences. Mm-hmm. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and you're hoping lots of folks will turn out for this.
I really am. Yeah, I would love for, you know, lots of different people to be there. Mm-hmm. And talk to each other, talk to me, listen to each other, especially.
Okay. Well, any parting thoughts before we wrap up?
That's why I wanted you to be here. She asked earlier, well, how come I'm here? And this is why, because she knows what she's talking about, and it'll be a good presentation. It'll be a good opportunity for people to share. And thank you for letting us do this.
And the website, again, to find out what else is happening with the sesquicentennial is you can just Google Sitka 150th, and that's probably the easiest way to get there.
Thanks, Melissa.
Thanks so much for joining us this morning. We've been speaking with Tammy Parker Song and Jeff Budd. Tammy's going to be facilitating a discussion tomorrow, 7 p.m., Sitka National Historical Park.